unison. Welcome to the season finale slash holiday episode slash...
Holiday Whoopie Woody?
On 30 Dirty and Dying, your favorite millennial podcast, or it's about to be if you stick around. I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
And this is the end of season 6.
Oh my god.
What a long, strange trip it's been. And we're ending right as the holiday season is beginning. We're going into a proper, like, winter break. We'll be back in the new year. And we're...
New year, new us.
Absolutely not. Don't worry, guys. We're protecting the brand. We're going to stay sad.
I am on medicine,
though. I might go back to therapy, though.
I have therapy this week.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I think I need to go back. In addition to my depressive episodes, my OCD is getting bad again. Yeah, my old stuff ain't work. I mean, I need to try a little harder, to be honest. But if that doesn't work, I should probably go back to therapy.
If it wasn't for, like, my OCD and, like, my, how sounds bother me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have, like, we wouldn't have figured out that our sub pump was broken.
See? Sometimes it fucking helps.
Because where the sub pump, like, it's technically not a sub pump. There's a name for it, but yeah. It's like that. In our basement, the wall that it's, like, next mm-hmm. to is underneath, like, the couch.
Yeah.
And when I'm laying on the couch, I heard this, like, vibration.
Yeah.
I was like, Mike, do you hear this? And he was like, there's nothing. And I'm like, yeah. I'm telling you, there's a vibration, and I don't like it, and I hate sitting here. And then he finally, like, went down in the basement for something else, and he was like, so I think I know what you're talking about. I'm like,
this is me with smells. I'm like a goddamn bloodhound.
Oh, me too.
I'm like this with smells, and I get really obsessed. If I smell something and I can't figure out where it's coming from, I get really fucking weird about it and, like, clinical about it. And, you know, I realize it's mostly a problem, but there's about 5% of the time that I really hit on some bangers and I figure some stuff out. And, you know, you're welcome. You're fucking welcome.
Yeah. Well, $700 later, we have a new sub pump thing.
But imagine if it wouldn't have worked. Good thing that your supersonic OCD hearing caught it.
Glad that I hate noises.
Welcome to the super, super duper club.
Super duper club?
Yeah.
I love being here.
Well, we hope you love being here at our season finale. We started this episode, this season, rather. Mm-hmm. We started this season with a bracket. This really has really been...
This is the bracket season.
This has been the bracket season.
I've been loving it.
I said it early, this would be the bracket season, mm-hmm. and we, I think, have fulfilled that promise, because we have done a lot of brackets and drafts and those style of games, mm-hmm. and we had to go out the same way we came in, right? I mean, but we had to do it this time with some season's greetings sprinkled on top, so why don't you tell us what we're doing today?
So... We all love holiday foods.
I love to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what makes holiday meals better?
Something sweet.
So we have a bracket of holiday desserts.
So yeah, we're going to do our holiday food bracket or dessert sweets, bracket.
Yeah, so sweets. I have a whole side of just pies.
Because that's really like a big hitter.
A big hitter.
Holiday like dinners.
People are bringing pies. But we also on Instagram.
Yeah, we did a little question thing like where people can answer a question that we throw up on our stories. And we asked what's your favorite holiday dessert, and we got a few responses,
so I added those in there as yeah. well. So, like,
among some other things,
so, like, I have one side of just pies, yeah. so we'll do a pie face off,
yeah,
and then we have the other side of just non-pie treats,
yeah,
and then we'll have those treat face off, and then it'll be treat versus pie.
So we'll see if pies really do reign supreme.
I'm not a big pie gal.
I'm not either, but there are some pies that I really like, so if they're on there, because I don't remember what's on there, I looked at it but I forgot. So yeah, we've done a lot of brackets, and we're gonna go out with a bracket, and
instead of go out with a bang, we're going out with a bracket.
We're going out with a bracket, so we're gonna get to that. But since this episode kind of also doubles, we're not gonna be here for New Year's. We don't always do, like, a New Year's episode. I think last year we did one that was basically like New Year, same us, bitch.
Yeah,
played a game. But since we're not gonna be around to do an episode on New Year's,
so our back in time is just back in time to 2024.
Let's reflect, bitch.
Back in time. All right. Lots of things happened, I feel, in my 2024.
Yeah, I had a big ass year.
You go first.
I don't know if I want to. Well, we bought our house in 23, but mm-hmm. toward the end of 23. So we really got to, like, settle in mm-hmm. throughout the whole year. And, you know, it's been good. It's been a little bad. It's been very stressful. I've learned that I enjoy owning a home with having a partner, but I also know that if I don't have a partner, like if we split up or if he fucking dies, I am selling the house immediately and getting a fucking studio apartment again. I love my house, don't get me wrong, but real life, adulthood, there are some stressors that go along with it, you know? I learned that about myself throughout, but I also learned how to cope a little bit more with the stressors that come with owning a house and having some of these big grown-up, big girl moments. So I feel like that's been a big part of my 2024. Started writing a book again. Did not meet my self-imposed deadline. This is why I suck and why I can't get anything done. Just saying. In the midst of trying to write this book and taking a bunch of fucking hiatuses, I have also come up... I know the next four that I want to write because they're all in here. And I've outlined them briefly. And there's one where there are a lot of female main characters.
Okay.
And you can be in that one. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I a murderer?
We'll see.
Okay.
Anywho, but I guess focusing on my creative endeavors has been a big part of 24.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make time for it, and I'm still working at it. So I don't know if resolutions are a thing for me, but if I would make one, that would be it. Finally fucking finish it and get on a good tempo.
Yeah.
You say some stuff now.
I feel like 2024 was my travel season.
You really did. You went everywhere.
So we started off strong in, we went to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing. Yeah. Loved Canada and Niagara Falls.
Oh, yeah. That I was hear great. It's a banger.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was very cold because we went in February. Canada was great. We went to like 1,000 concerts.
You did? So did I. I mean, I went to like 3, but for me? Kind of 1,000.
Yeah.
I saw Green Day for the first time, which Green Day is like my favorite band ever, and I've been wanting to see them since I was a literal fucking child, like 20 years, which is so sad that I'm that old when I did the math. But I am. And I got to see them, and it was the tour where they were performing all of Dookie and all of American Idiot, so that was super fun. I wanna
be an American Idiot.
It was great. It was one of the best experiences.
I liked them because I saw them a couple years ago.
Yeah. But for me, it was like religious experience. Finally did it.
Mm-hmm.
Can die now. You know?
That's how I felt about
21 Pilots.
21 Pilots.
I know what you're going to say.
Did you hear the new song?
No.
Ugh!
But I thought about you when I saw that they made a new song.
Yeah. You know I already listened to it.
I know you did.
I got a new job.
Yeah. Profesh.
I got a new car.
Profesh.
Look at me.
Yeah. I feel like I had a big year of like, I don't know. I've spent a lot of my adult life being, like, not super duper stable. I don't just mean mentally, guys, calm down. But just, you know, a lot of changes and financially and this and that. And, you know, we kind of found a good rhythm in 2024 and it's worked out for us. And we've been able to enjoy that a little bit more than we ever have because it's always either been, you know, riding on something that was super unsteady or was just short-lived and we didn't know it was going to be short-lived yet. Or, you know, you're just younger.
Yeah.
But getting to this stage of life, I feel like I've really settled into that and it's been nice.
Yeah.
That part's been nice. What were some things that were going on in pop culture that you remember specific? I don't think we should go back and do like, oh, the top 100 and blah, blah, blah. But just some things that have piqued your interest.
Only because I'm thinking about it because Wicked just came out.
Mm.
But the whole Ariana Grande, Ethan Slater.
Oh, yes, yes.
Thing that happened, which, this is not a spoiler, not necessarily. There is a scene in Wicked.
He's in it, right?
Oh, yeah, he's in it.
Yeah.
He's a Munchkinland guy.
That tracks.
He played SpongeBob, you know?
If you told me he just played, like, a guy who works at a bank, I'd be like, bullshit.
But anyways, so, like, there's a line that he says to Glinda.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande's character where he said, I'll do anything that you want. And I literally turned to my friend that I was watching the movie with. I was like, yeah, like, leave your wife and newborn child. Which is crazy. But yeah, that's something in pop culture because Wicked just came out that I'm thinking about that I remember. And like, what's sad is like, it put like a bad taste in my mouth for Ariana Grande. And Ethan Slater, obviously.
I didn't know who he was before that, so.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him other than that. But it put like a bad taste in my mouth. But, like, what's sad, though, is, like, she is so, like, talented.
She's extremely talented.
She's she's a great actress. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
She's
such a good singer.
Such a great singer.
I mean, you say whatever you want about a person. I don't really give a shit. Like, it's kind of like how when things got really weird there for a few years with Whitney Houston. Like, nobody could deny, though, that she was still one of the greatest yeah. singers of all time. She's still really great. Yeah. I mean, she might be end up being one of the greater singers of all time, Ariana Grande. I mean, she's pretty good.
Yeah, she's very good.
And she's, like, a different kind of good. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of hers. I don't feel one way or the other, you know? But I can't deny she has a fucking banging voice.
And what makes me sad, though, because, like, her music, like, the poppy music, yeah. she doesn't enunciate well. So, like, it's just, it's okay. Like, I'm not a huge, some of it's a good, but, like, I'm not, like, I wouldn't say I'm a huge, like, Ariana Grande fan.
I don't think I ever have been either, but I still recognize her talent.
Yes. Because she can do so, like, and in this film, yeah. amazing.
So I've heard. Yeah. And speaking of films, Twisters. We had a date night.
Yay.
And
watched
it because we didn't get us to go. Oh, it was fucking great.
Wasn't it great? Loved it. What Mike loved about it compared to the original Twister is that people actually got sucked up and died.
Yeah.
He was like, it's about time.
Yeah. It's about damn time. yeah, it was a great movie. I really enjoyed it.
Beyonce came out with a country album,
which was really good.
Oh, I didn't listen to a single thing.
I listened to the whole thing. Mm. You know, because I heard that This Ain't Texas song about 45,000 times.
Yeah, because of TikTok. That's the only song I know.
But I went and listened to the whole thing because I was curious. It's great. It was a great album. Okay. I think she did great. As somebody who listens to a lot of what I would say is good country music. And not just what's hitting the charts, but, like, you know, all different versions, the alternative, if you will. I thought it held up. I thought it held up great.
Eras Tour?
Yeah, big old deal. You know,
didn't that start in 2023?
I think so, but it's still rolling.
It's still fucking going
strong.
It's
just like our Billboard Top 100, like, disclaimer in Back in Time. Like, yeah. It's still rolling.
And she's still going strong. She's yeah. still happening.
Speaking of music, though. Man, Sabrina Carpenter has really had a fucking moment. I know we've talked about her before. I love her so much.
Me too. I would love to go to her concert.
Yeah, I'd love to be like one of those millennials she's making fun of in that TikTok she made or whatever. That was hilarious with in the club we all fam. Mm-hmm. That was so funny. And I'm fine that I'm old in there. I love it. She's doing her Christmas special.
Yes, on Netflix.
I'm so excited to watch. We should watch it. We should have a little night where we watch it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, but I love her.
Yeah, she's
great. I'm a big-ass fan, you know, Espresso. I wanted to see Beetlejuice. I didn't see it.
It was
fine.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they did that remake, so that's cool.
They could have done it
better. Not remake, sequel. My bad.
Yeah, they could have. It was so much, but nothing happened at the same time. Does that make sense?
I feel like that's been a lot of shit that's come out in 2024, to be honest with you, if we're going to get critical.
It's like they tried to fit all of these different things happening. But, like, nothing happened at the same time.
Yeah.
And, like, they had such, like, they could have done so much.
Yeah.
They could have made it so much better.
Yeah. There have been a lot of things like that, that, like, shows and movies and stuff that I feel like have been a little disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the most recent season of The Bear came out over the summer.
We still haven't watched it.
So, here's the thing. I'm not going to give you any spoilers.
Because we also need to watch the last season of The Boys. Have you ever watched The Boys?
No, but I know what it is.
Yeah.
But, like, I won't give any spoilers, but, like, so the first episode is fucking cinema. It's so good.
Okay.
It's not a bad scene. You know, like, it's good.
It's not as good as the other ones.
Yeah, it does. There is a sort of, it feels like a little bit of an identity crisis.
Okay.
Which somewhat, I feel, is on purpose.
Because that's kind of how it is.
Yeah, but especially for this season, and maybe once you watch it, you'll kind of know what I mean. But, like, I know that they filmed the third and the fourth season consecutively.
Okay.
Like, they filmed it, like, as one big thing. So it does kind of feel like it cuts off weird, and it's...
Okay.
I feel like there's a potential whereas if I see season four, like, it'll work. But on its own, it had some low moments, is all I'm going to say. So it was a little disappointing.
Okay.
Because I was like... But then also, like I said, there's some great moments. So, everybody's talking about that Menendez show.
Yeah, I didn't watch that either.
I watched it. I watched it several times, actually.
Interesting twist.
I usually watch things more than once.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big rewatcher, especially if I have conflicting thoughts. Mm-hmm. I get real weird and academic about it. I try to analyze it, you know. And
okay, Mike.
Yeah, me and Mike get along in this way. Like, I feel like it was really great. About halfway through, and then it lost the plot a little bit.
Okay.
I understand some people's criticism. I still think it was pretty good and important. I mean, clearly it's been part of a big resurgence of people knowing about that case.
Mm-hmm.
and abuse and a lot of conversations are getting restarted, which I think is great. I just think there was a, you know how sometimes in Ryan Murphy stuff, like American Horror Story seasons, it'll be going so good.
And then it just
and then like episode 7, he's like, but what if? And then something crazy comes up. It seemed a little bit like that.
Yeah, I've been like American Horror Story in general. Like I loved American Horror Story.
Yeah, me too.
And then after well, it was the circus, not circus.
Freak Show.
Freak Show. Downhill.
I feel like, so...
It was downhill, the hotel was good.
Yeah.
Downhill again.
I feel like it's had ups and downs. It's had more ups and downs. There have been some great ones, there have been some what the fuck ones. But in every season, I feel like he did have that, there's always that moment of like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't completely ruin it, and sometimes it does. It just depends. I'm a big fan of his work in general, though I watch almost everything he makes, but I can also be very critical of it, you know? I don't think just being a fan of someone means you have to like everything they do. And I think with the Menendez show, it's like, he really could have taken a point of view, because it really is like, nobody knows what happened, like, I mean, we know, but we don't, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And like, I think he really could have taken a point of view, and I think he was trying to create this larger commentary about why we can't. Because we don't know, and he did it for the Monsters show.
Yeah.
So, like, I think he was really trying to say, who were the monsters? Was it these boys? Was it their abusive parents? Were they also monsters? Because how could they grow up to be anything else if this stuff is true? Was it society? Like, I think he was trying to do that, and I think he succeeded to a point. And then I just think he got a little, like, too in the weeds of the procedural drama of it all.
Gotcha.
I don't know if that makes sense. But I do think it was still pretty good. Like, I still enjoy watching it a lot until you get about halfway through, and then I'm like, okay, I don't need to see the rest of this. But it's really been a big part of conversation, and people are listening to Milli Vanilli again, which is fun.
Speaking of crime.
Yeah.
Gypsy Rose.
Really out here doing it all.
Yeah.
At once. Yeah.
Everywhere, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's pregnant.
Yeah, she got released. Did she get released in 2024? Or was it 2023, maybe, near the end?
I can't remember now. Time's a construct.
But this has really been her...
This has been her year.
Yeah.
Right? So, married, right?
Yeah, came out married.
Was married. Divorced. Well, not quite divorced
yet.
Dating someone else. Pregnant with that someone else. Having a baby. Now they're separated. Did you know that?
I saw something literally this morning. And it was like, Gypsy Rose and Ken... separate, but I didn't look into it. I just figured, yeah, probably.
This is what I like. People are shocked, and I don't know why, because like how she grew up,
yeah,
so sheltered because of her mom, and then straight to jail and sheltered. Like she can't understand relationships.
Well, it's almost like it's very different circumstances, but it's a similar construct of like what I was just saying with the Menendez thing. If their circumstances growing up were this so abusive and so
traumatic, and
yeah, no wonder they ain't right. You know what I mean? No wonder they've got problems. They were never going to be just like perfect little angels.
No,
like, I'm not saying anything to their guilt or innocence or what. I'm just saying in general, like when you're forged in a certain situation, oh, if it isn't the consequences of my parents' actions. You know, it's like, no wonder there's going to be a learning curve, my God, or some pathological things happening.
Yeah, and like people are giving her shit. I'm just like, she doesn't know.
And she's instantly a celebrity too, which does not
help. Is not good.
I'm not saying take it all away or whatever. I'm just saying shit don't help. Like,
no.
She's suddenly an influencer.
Time. She needs time.
Yeah.
To just be a human being outside of the confines of trauma.
And I think she's doing that, but she's doing it both on purpose and not her fault on a stage for all the world to see.
Yeah.
So we're going to judge it and look at it and point. And it's like, I don't know. I hope she figures it out.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm not surprised. And I don't mean that as a dig, like you're saying. It's like, of course, she's trying to squeeze a whole life into a couple of years. I mean, a year flat.
Like, yeah.
And that's if you look at anything with the case, that's clearly what she was trying to do in her online life
mm-hmm.
when she was still living under the mother. Like, she had this rich online life that was not conducive to, like, real world shit because she had no frame of reference for that. But she was trying to live out everything she thought it could be.
Yeah.
Through another medium. This is just another version of that. It's just now she has a little bit more freedom. If it isn't the consequences of my own actions, she'll figure it out. Was there anything else for 2024 that you want to shout out? Not that
I want to talk about.
Me neither. Let's eat our feelings.
Hey, thanks for listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
So,
let's get this party started.
Okay, so are we starting with pie? Let's start with pie.
All right, so...
it's our first face-off.
We're going with the big dog here.
We're at our Christmas or holiday, winter holiday dinner. We're sitting down for a plate of dessert.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Pumpkin pie.
Ooh.
Or sweet potato pie.
For me, this is obvious, but you go ahead.
I've never had sweet potato pie.
I have.
I didn't know if you would have had an opinion about it.
I have.
I like sweet potatoes.
I like sweet potatoes. I like sweet potato casserole an awful lot.
That's like a pie, right?
Yeah. Which I'd say I would like that more than pumpkin pie. But if we're just talking about pie, I'm going to go pumpkin pie. Now listen. Pumpkin pie is low tier.
I don't like pumpkin pie.
Of pumpkin desserts. I'm not a big fan.
I have better. There's better pumpkin desserts.
But if you get enough Cool Whip, it's fucking fine, you know? Pumpkin pie.
Okay. Because I've never had sweet potato pie, I'll go with you on this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is one, though, where if you had come out swinging hard for the yams, I would have been like, that's fine. I would not have, like, fought
now,
too
like
hard.
A sweet potato casserole? Like,
that
with a crumbly topping?
That's what I'm saying.
All about it.
It's different.
Yes.
Because that's it. Also, I think it makes it different if we're talking about a pumpkin pie with a graham cracker crust and whipped cream and, like, then it gets a little different.
You know, I don't think I've ever had a pumpkin pie with a graham cracker crust.
That's the way to do it.
It sounds like a better idea.
It's the way to do it.
Because I'm not a big fan of pie crust.
No, me either. And if you do it, I feel like pumpkin doesn't work with the consistency, right? Mm. But with graham cracker crust is the way to go. Also, a pumpkin cheesecake? Fuck me up. You know what I mean? So, pumpkin wins.
Okay. So, now we have apple pie or pecan pie. And I have just recently started eating pecans.
Because you can have nuts.
Because I can have nuts.
Because of the crones.
And, but they're sweet.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just, I'm not eating a raw pecan. Like, who am I? the sugared candied pecans.
Yeah. The way God intended, obviously.
Right. So that's my current obsession.
Okay.
So.
XOXO.
But I've never had, because I've never had a pecan before until this year.
So you didn't know.
I didn't know. I've never had that pie. I'm a bitch for, like, an apple pie that doesn't have a pie topping,
crumblies.
But has the crumblies.
Ooh, yeah.
The cinnamon brown sugar crumbly oats sometimes.
They make that Marie Callender's, like, Dutch apple pie. The one that's just frozen, you get it for $7.
Yeah.
That's the pie. That's the fucking apple pie.
I made
so good
a cinnamon roll apple pie.
Ooh, daddy.
So, like, I took this, you know, pills. The Pillsbury,
yeah.
And then I, like, laid it out and made it into a crust, and then I did the apple pie filling.
Hurt me.
Baked it, put the frosting on top.
Ugh!
Cinnamon
Courtney,
roll apple
will you
pie.
Marry me again?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, for the question.
Because of this apple pie.
Yeah, I think apple pie. Now, yeah. I will say, we did have pecan pie a lot when I was
growing
up.
Peas in a can pie.
I don't dislike it. It's a little fucking much. It's like, it's just like a big old layer of sugar.
I love
like,
that.
Yeah, but like gooey sugar water, like
perfect.
Like syrup. It's not bad. And then it's covered in pecans. And like, it's fine. But like after like two bites, I'm like, I'm going to stroke out. This is a lot. And it gets stuck in your teeth. I got it stuck in my hair once. That was terrible. So yeah, apple pie. But I used to really hate apple pie. As I've gotten older, I've matured.
Apple has been the only pie that I've ever liked, really.
See, I never really liked it very much.
Or I like a cream pie because of it. Most cream pies come with a graham cracker crust. So like a coconut cream pie?
Yeah.
Chocolate pie?
Oh, yeah, those are my favorite. Coconut cream pie, I love.
Meringue pie?
My favorite pie of all time, which is not on our list, but that we also had like every holiday, is lemon meringue pie. That's my favorite.
So, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I did have lemon meringue pie on here, but I switched it out.
Okay, that's fine. But just honorable mention right now.
Honorable mention.
Lemon meringue pie is dope. I also love coconut cream pie, banana cream pie. Like,
banana cream pie. Ugh.
So basically all the pies that I like are not on here.
Right. I tried to do the traditional holiday pies that you see here in Merca.
Merca, yes. We didn't have a lot. Like, we had some of these, but not as many. Mm-hmm. We were little freaks over here in my family. We do different things.
Yeah. Well, we also had lemon meringue. Like, Uncle Doug and Grandma love lemon meringue pie.
Yeah. I guess we had the same taste in pie.
Yeah. Okay. So cheesecake, which it's a pie. Yeah. Fight me on
for
it.
For sure that. For sure.
For sure. I don't care what anyone says. And then cherry pie.
She's my cherry pie. Cold drink of water. Make a grown man cry.
She's my cherry pie.
I like cherry pie. But I like cheesecake a fucking lot.
You can do so much with cheesecake.
You can do so
much. Mike's mom.
Yeah.
We'll make, it's like a white chocolate cranberry cheesecake.
Ooh, daddy.
For every holiday.
Mommy, I guess.
For every holiday. But yeah, so I'm, cheesecake, obviously. Yeah,
I love a cheesecake.
Love a cheesecake.
And graham I love all kinds crust. Of cheesecakes.
Yeah.
Graham cracker crust is so good. I could just eat that, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I just call it a cheese pie, because it's not a cake.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh.
And yeah. I don't think I ever will.
Yeah, Mike and I will call it a cheese pie.
That's good, you found each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hit me with the next one. We're just blowing through these.
Yeah. French silk pie. So it's chocolate pie. Yeah. And this is what I switched out. Mincemeat pie.
Okay.
Which is meat.
Yeah, so I've heard. I've had, I don't think I've ever had either of those, to be honest with you.
You've never had a French silk pie?
Maybe I have had that one, but I don't think so. That it's was just, never.
You've never had chocolate pie?
Not that I can recall. Hmm. I've certainly never had fucking mincemeat pie.
Well, and I was Googling, I was like, holiday pies.
Isn't that a British thing? Isn't that something that the Brits eat?
It might be.
I don't know, guys. Your food choices seem
But when odd. I was talking about today with Aunt Mary Jo, she was like, mincemeat pie.
Okay, well, shout out Aunt Mary Jo, I guess, but I question your decision here. I'm gonna have to go with the French one.
Yeah.
Sacre bleu. Because
I like a cream pie, chocolate pie.
I like chocolate.
So now let's go back up.
Yep, we gotta bang them out.
Pumpkin or apple?
Ooh.
And I know what I'm picking here.
I feel like you're gonna pick apple.
I'm gonna pick apple because I don't like pumpkin pie.
I feel like I'm gonna agree with you, which is crazy. If you would have told 15-year-old Clarissa that she would pick apple pie, she would have been like, that's whack. I don't know, whatever we said back then. But I like apple pie now.
Loser,
as an
adult. Loser, double loser, as if whatever, get the picture, duh.
L7. But no, I always hated apple pie, but now as I'm an adult, I like it, so.
Yeah.
Things change, guys.
Things change, and honestly, pumpkin pie sucks, so suck it.
Just plain-ass pumpkin pie is not the best bitch.
Like, I like pumpkin-flavored things, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't like just. All you're doing is you're mixing, like, pumpkin pie filling, which is just pureed pumpkin.
Never enough spice.
With, like, egg and cinnamon and calling it a day, and that's not great. Okay. Cheese pie?
Don't do that. I'm not your husband, and I can't support this.
But you're my wife.
You need... I don't support this. This is why you had to find a husband, because I can't do everything for you. Call it a cheesecake.
Okay, cheesecake or French silk pie?
Obviously cheesecake.
Yeah, cheesecake.
This is it. The final pie down.
Apple? Or cheesecake.
Okay.
And I'm going to go and say cheesecake because you can make an apple pie cheesecake.
You absolutely can. Cheesecake. Here's the thing. I like apple pie now, but I only will, like, go banana sandwich for a few kinds of apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to have the crumblies. It's got to be a certain kind. If you just give me a regular old lattice apple pie, probably not the first thing I'm picking off the dessert table. Cheesecake is probably the first thing I'm picking no matter what. Okay. Any kind of cheesecake, I will try to eat. So,
cheesecake.
It's crazy, you know? The thing that might not even be a pie wins the pie round.
It is a pie!
I mean, I agree with you, but people are going to get pissed. But they get pissed when we do this all the time.
Whatever.
Candy corn gate. Candy corn cheesecake? Should we try it?
Yeah.
Absolutely will.
Let's do it.
Stay tuned next season.
Okay, so now we're going treats. Non-pie treats.
A little tweet.
A little tweet. All right. Starting off strong.
Yeah.
Gingerbread cookies.
Okay.
Ooh. Rice Krispie Treats.
Okay. Now, see, I never really had Rice Krispie Treats for the holidays.
Yeah, neither have I.
That was not my thing, but it was one of our listeners' things, so I respect your life. I don't like a crunchy gingerbread cookie.
I like the soft gingerbread
cookies. Yeah, the softies I love, or like gingerbread gingerbread.
Like, oh, yeah.
Gingerbread flavored stuff, mm-hmm. I like. It's similar to the pumpkin pie thing.
I had the new gingerbread fizz from Outback.
How was it?
So good.
Oh, we should go to Outback.
Okay.
So we can get it again.
Okay.
With me.
I got the little koala that goes on the straw.
Ah!
It's in my car!
I love it.
Yes.
But yeah, so I love gingerbread flavor.
Yeah.
But if we're just talking about gingerbread cookies, if they're soft, absolutely. If they're crunchy, or if they're the shit you build those houses out of that will tear families apart till the end of time.
I love a Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This might be a controversial opinion here, okay. But Mike and I agree on it. Rice Krispie treats pre-made from Kellogg's or whatever
is
better than homemade.
Well, okay, so our listener, I do remember, put in their little thing, homemade.
Then if it's homemade Rice Krispie treats, I'm going with gingerbread cookies.
I think I'll go with you.
But like if you're just making like a plain Rice Krispie treat, the pre-made with all the artificial flavors and things that aren't good for you, so much better than like homemade.
All right.
And that's my humble opinion.
So we're going to go with the classic gingerbread then instead. I just like gingerbread too. Like I do like a gingerbread cookie. I can get behind it. It's also fun to decorate a gingerbread cookie because who knows? It could be anything. It could even be a boat like you say all the time.
I almost just said it when you said it could be anything. I was like, I took it
from you.
Thank you.
I remember one time we made a gingerbread instead of a house because we made one like every year. That was one of our little, like just me and my mom. We did a nativity scene once.
Nice.
And my meemaw helped us because it was impossible to put together. And she was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's right there.
But I'm going to say this too before we go on.
Yeah.
My sister makes molasses cookies better than gingerbread cookies.
Yeah, I've had those. They're pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't put them on here because, again, I was trying to do, like...
For everybody.
For everyone.
Yeah.
But my sister, specifically, her molasses cookies are the best.
They sound good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gingerbread for the win. Let's keep rolling.
All right. Peppermint bark.
Ooh.
Or bread pudding.
Fuck your bread pudding. Peppermint bark me all the way, daddy. I love peppermint. I love chocolate. I love a peppermint mocha. I don't care that I can get it all year round. Don't even say it. It's a Christmas delight. And, oh my god, you know, I eat my weight every year in those Hershey Kisses, the candy cane ones.
Oh, those are good.
Oh my god, I love them. You'll still find little scraps if you look hard enough. So yeah, peppermint bark all the way, unless you disagree.
No, I don't disagree. I don't mind some bread puddings.
It's fine.
But I really have, like, this real negative thought of bread pudding.
Oh.
Because when I watched Chopped,
okay,
it was a cop-out.
Okay.
Like, for the dessert course, they're like, I'm just gonna throw this all in a bread pudding. It's a cop-out. You're not doing anything with the ingredients.
You know
And
what?
I hated it every single time.
You should really, every year, Justin and I binge watch Holiday Baking Championship, and you should join us.
Oh, yeah.
Because it seems like that's what you do, too.
When oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, bread pudding.
Because,
fine.
Like, I could do it?
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're gonna flambé that? Really? I can't even spell flambé, but okay. I can't even boil water right all the time.
So, for, like, Mike's side of the family, like his dad and stepmom and all of them, we do, like, family games for Christmas. And this year we're doing Chopped. So, like, we're going to, like, cook things and, like, have secret ingredients and stuff.
Oh my god.
So.
Make sure you really pile on the zest. Because if you can't taste it, was it even there?
Because last year they did, mixed drinks.
Oh.
And we judged the mixed drinks of, like, who won. And, like, because what we would do is each round, like, the judges would just take out random ingredients. Oh. And they would have to, like, figure out what to make with those ingredients.
This honestly sounds exhausting. I'm so glad I'm not in your family.
But you are in my family. You're my wife.
Yeah, but I'm not going to that.
No, that's fine. Pumpkin roll or fudge?
Oh, my God. But pumpkin rolls.
Pumpkin rolls are amazing.
They're so good. They're everything.
But you can do so many things with fudge. Peanut butter fudge, chocolate fudge.
I don't know. We had a lot of fudge when I was growing up. I have to fight for a pumpkin roll here. Pumpkin is a seasonal treat.
It is a seasonal treat.
And it should have a place.
And you know what? Because we didn't choose pumpkin pie.
Yes.
I will say we can go with pumpkin roll.
Pumpkin, because it's seasonal and it should be allowed to have a seasonal moment. Because it really is a shining star of the season.
Yeah.
Like, we credit where it's due.
Mm-hmm. Next. Fruitcake.
I hear it's bad. I've never had it.
Croquembouche. Just,
It's like cream puffs.
Cream puffs that are stacked and then, like a syrupy type of something on top.
Yeah.
Which is, I feel, is more of, like, a rich person thing. Right?
Yeah. I didn't know what a croquembouche was until I watched Holiday Baking Championship as a grown-ass adult, so...
But fruitcake has this negative connotation, but I feel like I've had a fruitcake and I'm like, this isn't bad.
I don't think I've ever had a fruitcake. I have had like an Italian fruitcake.
Okay.
It's a little bit, it's dry. I don't like it very much. But I hear that the problem with regular ass fruitcake is it's too wet. So I don't know. Oh,
I love wet things.
Okay.
I'm a saucy gal. If it's not wet, I'm not having a good time. I love cream puffs.
They're good. And I had a lot of that growing up. My mom, her favorite thing is cream horns.
Oh, yeah.
So
I love a cream horn.
I feel like it's got to be a similar taste, right?
And then grandma would always, from Costco, she would get, like, the big tubs of cream puffs, but she would put them in the freezer.
Ooh.
And then I just, like, with the frozen icing inside, yeah. Or, like, the frozen middle, it was
I bet it would be good.
It was really good. And sometimes she would get, like, eclairs.
Yeah, we had those a lot, too. Yeah. I feel like I'm good to go.
I'm good with either.
Me too.
Cause like the one time I've had fruitcake, I didn't mind it because I do like wet things. But I also love things that are cream filled.
I do like wet things.
I like wet things and cream filled things.
I'll leave it to you, Courtney. You're the master of ceremonies here. You pick one. I'll just roll with you.
I'm just gonna, just because people hate it, I'm gonna choose fruitcake.
Okay. Oh. Hate us because you hate us. I love wet things.
All right, let's go back up.
All right.
Gingerbread cookies versus peppermint bark. And we're going to disagree on this one.
I'm going to say peppermint bark.
I'm going to say gingerbread cookies.
What the fuck is wrong with you, though? But we just said that some gingerbread is trash.
I did not agree with you.
Okay, do you...
I like hard gingerbread and I like soft gingerbread.
So you want to break your teeth on a gingerbread cookie?
I don't break my teeth. It's fine.
Yet. You're 30 now. It's coming.
Because the... I like... cookies. I do like hard cookies and I like soft cookies. I prefer soft cookies, but I don't mind a hard gingerbread cookie. Or like a ginger snap. Love those.
I hate the way you said that. I hate the way you said that. Goddamn cartoon. Dude, peppermint bark is so good. Peppermint and chocolate is a classic combination. It's a seasonal combination. And I understand gingerbread is a seasonal flavor, but this is a seasonal combination. 2/1 math.
Ginger. Bread.
Fuck off. Nuh-uh. Just what people call it. That's not real.
What do you mean?
Honestly, I don't even know. we're gonna have to do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
All right, gingerbread wins, I guess.
Fuck. All right, pumpkin roll or fruitcake?
Pumpkin roll.
Pumpkin roll.
Come on, what the fuck? We can't be contrarians for the whole thing.
Gingerbread, pumpkin roll.
For me, it's pumpkin roll. But not. I would be okay if you went gingerbread, because I think they're probably equal. I like them both.
Yeah. Like, I do... What I really like about a pumpkin roll is the cream cheese frosting.
Yes, bitch.
But there's so many ways that you can do gingerbread.
Yeah, but I don't know.
So, like, you can make, like, a loaf. You can make a cookie. You have the flavoring. You can make a gingerbread latte.
Yeah, but you can make a pumpkin latte.
Yeah, but not a pumpkin roll latte.
Okay, but a pumpkin roll is... You could put cream cheese in your pumpkin latte if you really fucking wanted.
I wouldn't recommend that.
I'm gonna try it. I'm fine with either. Like, I like them both pretty equally, to be honest with you. I think I prefer a pumpkin roll, but I don't dislike a gingerbread. And if we're talking about seasonal value...
I feel like seasonal value with the Christmas holiday season,
yeah.
Gingerbread.
Yeah.
If it's Thanksgiving holiday season, pumpkin roll.
So, but we didn't...
We didn't specify this is just holiday.
When we have... we're more likely at my house to have something pumpkin-y. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
So, I like them both. You're going to have to be the master of ceremonies again.
This is hard. Because,
just like some gingerbread cookies. But I'm...
I feel like gingerbread cookies are more places and are more known for the holiday.
Yeah.
Rather than just a pumpkin roll.
You know, they're sort of like Justin Timberlake. Let me explain. So,
please.
Like, Christmas cookies are like NSYNC. You got a sugar cookie. You got maybe a molasses cookie, you've got a gingerbread cookie, you've got a chocolate chip cookie, you've got your whatevers. And then there's always one more recognizable,
mm-hmm.
right? So if I see a tray of cookies lined out, maybe I don't know it's Christmas cookies, but if I see a gingerbread cookie,
you know it's Christmas
I know cookies. It's the same Christmas cookies. Now, if there are cookies with sprinkles and the whole thing and the color schemes, sure. But in general, that's the standout guy that I'm like, I make the mental connection.
To the holiday.
Yeah, just so, you know. The tray of Christmas cookies is the boy band, and then the gingerbread cookie is the one that has
the separate album.
And has a great solo career.
You're welcome, Justin Timberlake.
But only if you're Justin Timberlake. If you're not, keep scrolling.
I hate when people do that because you know they don't want you to scroll.
And I'm going to keep watching the whole thing anyways.
Yeah, no, I'm not Britney from Your Office, but I'm going to watch the video.
Anyways. All right, so this is Head to Head.
This is the final.
This is the final countdown.
La la
la la la la
la la la.
Ho, ho, ho.
I went ho, ho.
This is what happens when you improv. It's a bitch.
I got tickets to an improv thing next year.
God.
I'm so excited. Oh, it's people that I watch.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited about it. Yep.
Just randos. I don't think I would enjoy.
No, probably not.
Just like kids in college. Just like going to see a college a cappella group after watching Pitch Perfect one time. Like, well, they're not all that good.
Anyways, okay. So, cheesecake. Gingerbread cookies.
Ooh, daddy.
Gingerbread cheesecake. Cheesecake makes it better.
So like I've said with the other desserts, right? I don't like really pumpkin pie that much, but a pumpkin cheesecake, fuck me up. A gingerbread cheesecake. A peppermint chocolate cheesecake.
All of these things can be made into a cheesecake.
And are better as a cheesecake. It's cheesecake.
It can be a fruitcake cheesecake, and it's going to be delicious.
Yes.
And moist.
Very.
Very. Croquembouche? I don't know about that.
Fucking maybe. I don't know.
Can you fill a cheesecake with cream filling?
You could do a regular ass cheesecake and just put a bunch of those cream puffs on top of it.
Good. Croquembouche cheesecake.
Look what I did there.
Yep. You can just make a cheesecake out of everything.
Room
on
for
this
so
list.
Many activities.
I've seen the Rice Krispie treat base.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's cheesecake. Cheesecake wins for cheesecake the versatility wins. Alone.
Start making cheesecake, guys.
Start making cheesecake. I'm going to make one for my holidays coming up.
Yeah.
You should, too, if, you know, you can eat it and you don't kill yourself.
Don't. Yeah, because there are some people that, like, don't like cream cheese, which is crazy.
Yeah, you're nuts. I just meant if you had, like, an allergy.
Oh.
You know.
But there's people that, like, don't like cream cheese. And I'm like, the only reason I eat a bagel is for cream cheese.
But yeah, I love cream cheese, you know? And I love cheesecake and I love graham crackers. It's what's not to love?
There's absolutely nothing that's a part of cheesecake that you can't love.
No. Yeah.
But also, because there's, like, baked cheesecakes.
Yeah.
Which is probably why it's called cheesecake. But then there's, like, the no-bake, which is what I do. I prefer the no-bakes.
Me too. We had them a lot when I was growing up. I think I mentioned on a somewhat recent episode, they sell those Jell-O cheesecake.
Like, just the tub of the cream cheese, like, cheesecake filling?
It's in my fridge right now.
Fridge?
My fridge. I almost said freezer, but then I realized I was wrong. It's in my fridge right now. Because that's how I make the no-bake ones for Justin, because we get the gluten-free graham cracker crust already in the pan, because, like, I ain't doing a bunch of shit. I just take the Philadelphia no-bake cheesecake tub, put it in there, he can eat it, and then I made for the last Christmas, I think, and then for his birthday, because he requested it, like a caramel chocolate one, and he fucking loved it, because that's his favorite combination of all time. This year I'm doing a strawberry cheesecake for him. Strawberry syrup cheesecake. It's easy. Everybody can do it. I can do it. Everybody can do it. You should eat cheesecake.
Everybody's so creative.
Yeah.
But that's what grandma used to do. We would buy the tub.
Yeah.
She would get the mini graham cracker crust that came in the pack of four. She would get the mini one out, do like a couple dollops of the filling, and just like go at it.
Delish.
I'm like, perfect.
We would get a lot for
I would just
our
do a spoonful
holidays.
Of the cream cheese.
Absolutely. When I make them, come on. Not all of it makes it into the crust. Duh. For our family holidays, though, a lot, we would do those cheesecake samplers that you get from just like the grocery store deli.
Yeah.
Those are perfect. Something for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. We would get those a lot. Last Christmas, I think that's what... Because I brought, you know, we had gluten-free stuff that Justin can eat, and then we also have other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my other stuff was one of those cheesecake samplers.
I got recently from Aldi.
Okay.
It was a caramel apple cheesecake.
Oh.
So, a graham cracker crust, obviously. Yeah. So, like, it was the cheesecake up until, like, the center, and it was, like, just... apple filling.
Oh, man.
And caramel and, like, so, like, the when your first few bites were, like, apple, and then you got the cheesecake, and it was just so good.
The blend. Well, hey, this isn't sponsored by Cheesecake Factory, but I guess it fucking could be. Or Philadelphia cream cheese. Or really anybody that contributes to cheesecake.
Toll House, because they're graham crackers. I don't know.
Anything. Any fucking thing. If you make cheesecake, hit us up. Hit the cell.
What? Did you say hit the cell?
Yeah.
HTC.
So this is what we're having for our dessert at our holiday party, and I hope you guys are having a great holiday season, and we hope this was fun for you for your season finale of 30 Dirty and Dying, because we won't see you until after the holidays, so we wanted to make it good. You won't see us again until 2025. We will come back with a season 7 unless something insane happens, but if you want to keep up with all the latest details, you've got to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at 30 Dirty and Dying. We put all our updates on there, including release dates when we have them. Also, I think in the new year, do we feel safe?
I think we feel safe. I mean, it's created.
Okay. In the new year, you can expect to see 30 Dirty and Dying merch.
And website.
And a website. But
thanks to Mike.
Yes. Mike has been helping us. We've been working on this for a while.
We wanted to get it done for like Black Friday, for like Christmas shopping, so you can do like merch for Christmas. But it's just with our schedule, we weren't able to. It just didn't work out.
And we want to make sure it's right. We want to make sure it's good. We don't want to rush it and have it not meet everybody's expectations. So you will be able to get 30 Dirty and Dying merch in the new year. As soon as there is a date for that and all the availability and stuff, you can find that information on our social media. Again, Instagram, TikTok, at 30 Dirty and Dying.
And if there's anything that you want to see us offer, please let us know. We've got some designs
already in the works, but, you know, there's still some wiggle room. And hopefully this is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something, like, if there's a quote from us or something that you really love from us, one of our segments or something that we do that you want to have immortalized in merch, you can let us know that, and we can keep that in mind for as we continue to expand and go into our next round of that. So it's exciting stuff. It's been a long time coming. I feel like merch was one of the last things that we were like, should we take the leap? Because, you know, we do this and we're trying to make it real and it seems to be working really well. And you guys, we love you guys and you seem to be responding and that's great. But, you know, physical items to hold in your hand are a little bit, it's daunting. So we wanted to be sure we were ready.
Yeah.
But I think we're ready. And we hope that you guys are ready to keep dirtying and dying with us.
Okay.
We're so tired. We need a break. And we'll come back rested, but probably not that rejuvenated in the new year. So we'll see you guys then.
Have a good holiday. Yep. Have a good new year. And see you next time.
See you later, skaters.
Bye.
Break that.